Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Don Hefner. Batting second. The right fielder, Merle Hoog. Batting third. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting sixth. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Berardino. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hefner. The throw from Hemsley and he is out, Mack applying the tag. One out. Merle Hoog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Judnick. Weatherly reaches second base with a double. Chapman moves to third. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux strikes out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is walked intentionally. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Kennedy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. Chapman scores. Weatherly moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Two outs. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into right field. Hoog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Chapman takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berardino moves to third. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hefner bunts between the mound and first base. Smith scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hefner for the out. Berardino scores. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-1, Indians. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kennedy moves to third. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell takes first base on ball four. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. Clift takes first base on ball four. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-1 in the game. McQuinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack is called out on strikes. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. Smith hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-1 in the game. Swift takes first base on ball 4. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Swift moves to second. One out. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoag hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky juggles the ball. That's an error on Trotsky. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky strikes out. One out. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 2 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McQuinn for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Weatherly. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Swift hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hemsley hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hefner hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoag hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hemsley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smith fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Weatherly hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a fly ball into right field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clift takes first base on ball 4. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 3 in the game. McQuinn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clift moves to second. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Berardino hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Weatherly. Clift scores. Berardino moves to third. It's Browns, 2, Indians, 2. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Swift hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hefner fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 2, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.